ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. People around the world marking almost 1 year since Hamas attacked Israel. Events this weekend throughout the country. In New York, Peter Rabinowitz wearing a necklace given to him by a friend who survived the October 7th attack.
It's a sign of the amazing resilience of the people who lived along the border, a sign of the hope that there will be better days.
In Detroit, one of several cities where pro-Palestinian demonstrators were on the street calling for an end to the bloodshed. Today, Palestinian officials say 19 people died in an Israeli strike on a mosque. Hurricane Helene and its aftermath now blamed for at least 227 deaths as Vice President Kamala Harris was in hard-hit North Carolina for a briefing on recovery operations. And another storm is gearing up to hit Florida. Tropical Storm Milton forecast to strengthen into a hurricane. And former President Trump returned to Butler, Pennsylvania, the same site where he was injured in a July shooting. This is ABC. The Supreme Court convenes tomorrow for a new term, with the justices expected to weigh cases that involve a range of topics, including ghost guns. And ABC's Stephen Portnoy says they'll consider another gun issue, a suit against manufacturers.
Smith & Wesson, Beretta, Colt, and Glock are among the firms hoping the Supreme Court blocks the Mexican government's lawsuit. The $10 billion claim filed in Massachusetts federal court is based on the idea that the companies knew their guns were being sold to traffickers to smuggle them into Mexico. The firms insist they've operated legally and that the case has no business in American courts. Mexican authorities say 70% of the weapons that flow into their country come from the U.S.
Affordable housing could be getting scarce, as an Associated Press study found as many as 223,000 affordable housing units could disappear in the U.S. in the next 5 years because a 30-year federal affordability requirement is set to expire for a wave of those buildings. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Your forecast for this Sunday, calling for highs near 80, maybe some late afternoon clouds with warmer temperatures and southeast winds of 15 to 25 gusts as high as 30. Tonight, look for increasing clouds as cooler temperatures will continue in the later part of the day into the evening. And we'll be seeing temperatures around the mid-60s later on today. And then into the night, we'll be seeing temperatures down to around 34, clear skies, and maybe some patchy frost. Monday, mostly sunny with some afternoon clouds, highs in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 47 degrees.
The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balkum, and coming up today, we'll be counting down the top songs that will be appearing in the Singing News Magazine October edition.
Always continue to pray and always know that God is listening.
Plus, we'll be debuting a couple of new Southern Gospel releases.
That'll give me a chance to do a little bit of rapping.
It's all great gospel coming up today on The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats.
At number 20, we kick things off with the Gaither Vocal Band. Bill Gaither tells us about the song.
My good buddy Woody Wright and I walk every day. And we've written several songs together. But one day we were walking, he said, I've written a song about 10 years ago that I just ran into. Listen to it, see if you like it. And so we listened to it, and I said, that'll give me a chance to do a little bit of rapping. I've done everything except rapping, so I said, let's do it. Plus, it's just a great story. When revival really does break out, it changes not only the person himself, but it changes the family, changes the church, changes the community. It could change the world.
That's Bill Gaither, and here's the Gaither Vocal Band at number 20. Revival Broke Out.
Benny and Fred had an altercation, hadn't spoken a word since 62.
They knelt at the altar for an alteration.
They were on and on before the night was through.
Revival broke out, there were tears and laughter. Revival broke out when the people prayed. They were singing about the happy ever after. You could hear them shouting from a mile away. If I live to be 100 or one more day, I know I'll never forget the way the spirit started moving. There ain't no doubt, everything changed
when revival broke out.
suffered in the silence of her scorn and shame.
For a month or some that she was burdened down,
but she gave it up to Jesus when revival came.
Revival broke out, there were tears and laughter. Revival broke out when the people prayed. They were singing about the happy ever after. You could hear them shouting from a mile away. If I live to be 101 more day, I know I'll never forget the way the spirit started moving. There ain't no doubt, everything changed.
Revival broke out.
My composure in the back of the room, drowning in the darkness,
closing in on me.
Then he opened up my heart like he opened up the tomb.
He set me free.
Revival broke out, there were tears and laughter. Revival broke out when the people prayed. They were singing about the happy ever after. You could hear them shouting from a mile away. If I live to be 101 more day, I know I'll never forget the way the spirit started moving. There ain't no doubt, everything changed. Revival broke out.
Revival broke
out when people prayed. Revival broke out.
They were happy ever after.
Everything changed when the Bible broke out.
Everything changed.
Revival broke out, the Gaither Vocal Band at number 20. At number 19, the group High Road falls back three spots from last month with their debut release from the album Straight From The Heart. Sarah Davison talks about how she was influenced in gospel music.
The Rambos are an integral part of gospel music and have been for years and years. I grew up listening to Dottie Rambo sing on a lot of the Gaither projects. My grandma had VHS tapes of the Homecoming series, and we didn't have cable. We barely had an old console TV, and we would put that in the VCR and watch the Gaither Homecoming series. And I remember watching people like Dottie Rambo and just the Happy Goodmans and so many wonderful families singing gospel music. And I learned these songs off of those VHS tapes. And then also my grandma played wonderful gospel piano. She played ragtime and she taught me a lot of the old hymns, which I've grown to love. So putting a Rambo song on this album was a great idea. And when we kind of brought it to everyone and brought it to the table, everyone was on board. We love Dottie Rambo's songwriting and we love this song. So we decided on When I Lift Up My Head, He Lifts Up My Heart. And I love it because I get to play the piano solo on it. It was a lot of fun to do. So we recorded this and it's on our new album, When I Lift Up My Head.
That's Sarah Davison and here's High Road at number 19, When I Lift Up My Head.
When I'm down and out, when my heart is full of fear and doubt, when I lift up my head, then He lifts up my heart and my troubles just don't roll away. Roll away,
roll away.
Wait.
19, When I Lift Up My Head, that's High Road. At number 18, Jonathan Wilburn has an album called Songs from the Front Pew. Some classic songs that you will remember from the early days of gospel music.
I had the idea, and Marley, my granddaughter, who just got saved this year, she said, Daddy Jay, what do you do? And I said, well, I'm just an old guy that sings old songs to old people. And she said, I'm not old, and I like your songs, Daddy Jay. So I said, you know what? These kids and memories of and people need to hear these songs again, kind of the way they were. Instead of trying to reinvent the wheel, I went to Day Wynn. I told them my vision for these songs. Ben Isaacs, who has such a ear for these songs. And we sat down and had a production meeting, and they said, we like it. Let's do it.
That's Jonathan Wilburn, and he's backed up on this song by the Inspirations, On the Wings of a Dove, at number 18.
On the wings of a snow-white dove, he sends his pure, sweet love.
A sign from above.
Sign from above.
On the wings of a dove.
Wings of a dove.
When troubles surround. When evils come, oh, the body grows weak.
Body grows weak.
And our spirits grow numb.
Spirit grows numb.
When these things beset us, oh, it doesn't forget. He sends down his love.
Sends down his love.
Wings of a dove.
Wings of a dove. On the wings of a snow. Sends his pure, sweet love.
A sign from above.
A sign from above.
The wings of a dove.
The wings of a dove.
When Noah had drifted on the flood many days,
He searched for land
in various ways.
Various ways.
Troubles he had some, but he wasn't forgotten. He sent him his love.
Sent him his love.
On the wings of a dove.
Wings of a dove. On the wings of a snow-white dove. He sends his pure.
That's Jonathan Wilburn, On the Wings of a Dove. More from the Singing News Chart is coming up. I'm Rodney Balcom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Hello, this is Marty Richards. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church, I invite you to connect with our community and congregation for worship and connectivity. We are a welcoming church that enjoys visitors and guests. If you are searching for a place to belong, come just as you are, every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. in downtown Ithaca at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Changing someone's life is one of the greatest feelings that a person can have. Volunteers get to have that feeling each time they donate their time to help others. Schmidt Woodland Hills is a great place to donate some of that time. Schmidt is a not-for-profit 501c3 organization that relies on the kindness and generosity of members of our community to make a difference in the lives of our residents. If you would like to make a difference in someone's life, contact Jeremy Walsh at Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Our personal service includes savings. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We're always looking for ways to bring you more value and convenience. That includes opportunities to save. For example, a savings may be available to those who choose to bundle a State Farm auto policy with a homeowner's policy. Lower premiums may apply if you have a new home or an older home with completely updated utility systems. Let's talk about the homeowner's insurance choices that make sense for you today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Save big during the Fall Filter Sale at Napa, Richland Center, and Boscobel now through the 15th. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on all Napa Gold filters. Stock up on motor oil, grease, and filters. Now is the time to check out the Milwaukee Tools and Heated Gear, Tool, Heated Coats, and Vests. Don't miss the savings now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center, and Boscobel.
Napa know-how.
We're back onto our journey to the number one song in Southern gospel music. At number 17, it's the His Songs from their album, Hallelujah. There is.
What if someone had grace enough to pardon where you've been? What if there was a way to be set free from all your sin? What if there was a peace and it could calm the storm within? You don't have to ask what if, 'cause there already is. There is hope for a new tomorrow. There is a brighter day ahead. A place where every soul's restored and life begins again. Let me testify and reassure you that there is.
Sometimes we often find ourselves searching for some proof, and we tend to question everything the Lord can do. But if you'll take Him at His word, you'll find His word is true. He never broke a promise and He won't start with you.
There is hope for a new tomorrow. There is a brighter day ahead. A place where every soul's restored and life begins. Testify and reassure you that there is everything you need. Just trust Him and believe. Believe. There is hope for you tomorrow. There is a brighter day ahead. A
is The Hiss Songs at number 17. At number 16, Phil Cross talks about the Poet Voices' new radio single.
When we were picking songs for our new Stowtown Records project, Wayne Hahn and Landon Bean felt like we still needed a straight-ahead Southern gospel song. After that meeting, Donnie Henderson and I wrote several songs with that in mind. One of those songs was It Won't Be Long. It all started with an idea I had to write a song celebrating the rapture of the church. For all my life, I've heard it said, it's soon. And I've always believed that, and I still do.
That's Phil Cross, and here are the Poet Voices at number 16. It Won't Be Long.
The good book said, lift up your head, redemption draweth nigh. Signs everywhere, there's a feeling in the air, keep looking to the eastern sky. Strangers and pilgrims, all God's children, sing redemption's song. I've heard it so long, don't know how long, but I know that it won't be long. I've heard it so long, don't know how long, but I know that it won't be long. At a trumpet loud, he'll step out on a cloud to call his children home. Jesus will rapture everybody ready, they will call us gone. I've heard it so long, don't know how long, but I know that it won't be long. Feel your fear, trouble and tear, the long and the lonely night. The battle we're in, the war with sin, and the never-ending fight. Come tomorrow, pain and sorrow cannot follow me home. I've heard it so long, don't know how long, but I know that it won't be long. I've heard it so long, don't know how long, but I know that it won't be long. At a trumpet loud, he'll step out on a cloud to call his children home. Jesus will rapture everybody ready, they will call us gone. I've heard it so long, don't know how long, but I know that it won't be long. I've heard it so long, don't know how long, but I know that it won't be long. At a trumpet loud, he'll step out on a cloud to call his children home. Jesus will rapture everybody ready, they will call us gone. I've heard it so long, don't know how long, but I know that it won't be long. Well, I've heard it so long, don't know how long, but I know that it won't be long. At a trumpet loud, he'll step out on a cloud to call his children home. Jesus will rapture everybody ready, they will call us gone. I've heard it so long, don't know how long, but I know that it won't be long. Everybody ready, they will call us gone. I've heard it so long, don't know how long, but I know that it won't be long. I've heard it so long, don't know how long, but I know that it won't be long.
It won't be long, the Poet Voices at number 16. At number 15, falling out of the number one spot from last month, it's Ernie Haas and the Signature Sound Quartet. We are the church.
We are the church. Let's reassert our claim to the power that is ours when we rise in Jesus' name to carry love and mercy and salvation's plan. We are the church, and it's time for us to stand. We are the church. Let's reassert our claim to the power that is ours when we rise in Jesus' name to carry love and mercy and salvation's plan. We are the church, and it's time for us to stand.
Let's leave behind our differences, let His word be our light. Wherever souls are hurting, let's bring the hope of Christ.
Let's go forward with the gospel to the darkness of the night.
Well, as we fix our eyes on Jesus, not to the left or right.
We are the church. Let's reassert our claim to the power that is ours when we rise in Jesus' name. Declaring love.
the Church last month at number one, this month at number 15. Much more on the countdown coming up. Plus, in just a moment, a countdown bonus cut.
If you're looking for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, join your friends at Park Street Christian Church, where truth has come from the Bible for 135 years. Park Street Christian Church is a New Testament church, believing that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. It's not a bunch of stories, but is history written down. Join them Sunday mornings at 9:30 and 10:30, Sunday evening at 6, and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Good morning. You're listening to the Gospel Greats here on WRCO Radio on a, what could be a little bit of a cooler Sunday today. Temperatures during the day today in the mid-60s and cooling down. Otherwise, though, sunny, which should be nice, but some clouds rolling in by the afternoon. Clearing, though, by night. Scattered frost, possible lows of 35. Northwest winds 4 to 8. Monday, highs back in the mid-60s, mostly sunny. And Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs of 70. Again, it is 46 degrees as we're at 29 minutes away from 7 o'clock.
The Gospel Greats.
Welcome back. Before we continue with the countdown, let's enjoy a countdown bonus cut. We'd love to debut new music during this segment. Today, we have something from the Oklahoma-based quartet, Master's Voice. Here they are with One Who Can.
Tell you that I'm sorry for what you're going through. I can tell you with assurance I'll be praying for you. That's true. I can tell you that I'll always be there by your side. I can tell you that I know it's gonna be alright. But I can't fix your situation or turn your world around. Sky.
blessing when you learn to walk by faith, not sight. Oh, but I can't fix your situation or turn your world around. Change the things you're facing, can't lift you when you're down. But I know the one who can. Oh, bring beauty out of ashes, turn storm clouds from the sky. Make miracles happen, bring joy.
Master's voice with a countdown bonus cut, One Who Can. And just like that, we're back to the countdown. At number 14, soloist Tim Menzies remains unchanged from last month. The song's message has impeccable timing.
Once in a while, a lyric providentially describes current events with more relevance than the day it was written. Daryl Worley and I wrote Made a Mess about 8 years ago, having no idea it would become such an accurate commentary of the times we are living. God the Father has never been caught by surprise. As we recognize the mess we've made down here, we keep our eyes toward heaven. As our Lord Jesus told us in John 16:33, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
That's Tim Menzies, and here he is with our number 14 song, Made a Mess.
I got a feeling it won't be long. Jesus is coming back to take us home. I know the light is gonna win this war, but Lord, I'm kinda wondering what you're waiting for. So much hatred, round the clock crime. The devil's working him some overtime. People fighting and living in fear. Lord, I know you know we made a mess down here. We got dust on the Bibles, need some Holy Ghost revivals. Gotta get a lawyer if you pray in school. Crooked politicians dividing me and you. What we really need's a little golden rule. Do unto others as you'd have them do. Who knows, they might just do it back to you. It's in the book, you made it perfectly clear. Lord, I guess you know we made a mess down here. Some Holy Ghost revivals. Gotta get a lawyer if you pray in school. Crooked politicians dividing me and you. What we really need's a little golden rule. I get them crosses off the public square. The Ten Commandments can't be a hanging there. Enough to make a man wonder if the end is near. Lord, I know you know we made a mess down here. It started in the garden, passed down through the years. Lord, I know you know we made a mess down here. You sent your son to save us cause we didn't have a prayer. Lord, I know you knew we'd make a mess down here. Jesus, blow that trumpet, we'll meet you in the air. I know you always knew we'd make a mess down here.
Made a mess at number 14. That's Tim Menzies. At number 13, the new group Peach Goldman with our fastest rising song this month, skyrocketing from number 62. Troy Peach of the group talks about the strong lyric.
You know, I have always, through all my years of singing, I've loved songs about storms. You know, Ronnie Henson was one of my favorite storm writers. Songs like In Spite of the Storm and He Pilots My Ship. Libby sang a song back when we were with the Perrys called Keep On. Talk about being in the storms of life. You know, and I've always loved the old song, I'm Holding to That Unseen Hand. And that those songs come to my mind when I think of this new song, Storms I Never See.
That's Troy Peach, and here is Peach Goldman with The Storms I Never See.
Lord, sometimes you call upon the wind and the waves to cease, and there are times when in the storm
I Never See. That's Peach Goldman at number 13. The countdown continues in a moment, plus our Southern Gospel headlines for the week are coming up.
Changing someone's life is one of the greatest feelings that a person can have. Volunteers get to have that feeling each time they donate their time to help others. Schmidt Woodland Hills is a great place to donate some of that time. Schmidt is a not-for-profit 501c3 organization that relies on the kindness and generosity of members of our community to make a difference in the lives of our residents. If you would like to make a difference in someone's life, contact Jeremy Walsh at Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Genuine steel products from Walsh's Ace are started, tested, and ready to go. Your steel purchase will include a warranty and expert advice from someone who's qualified to give it. And you can rest assured, Walsh's Ace will be around when you, your children, or grandchildren need it serviced. Put steel to work for you with the help of Walsh's Ace. Real steel. Get yours now at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Save big during the fall filter sale at Napa, Richland Center, and Boscobel now through the 15th. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on all Napa Gold filters. Stock up on motor oil, grease, and filters. Now is the time to check out the Milwaukee Tools and Heated Gear, tool, heated coats, and vests. Don't miss the savings now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center, and Boscobel.
Napa know-how.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
My life is always on, every single day, and the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Welcome back. Coming up in just a moment, our Southern Gospel headlines for the week. Right now, the number 12 song in Southern Gospel comes from The Kingsmen, from their album Unstoppable God, Praying for the Prodigal.
You bow your head time and again, hope that God's still listening. With tears you've asked for, bring him back, yet the wandering one so far from that. Well, grace has never known a hopeless cause. Unceasing pleading moves the heart of God. Keep praying for the prodigal. Hears each fervent prayer.
Before the Prodigal, the Kingsman at number 12. And now for our Southern Gospel headlines for the week. The 16th annual Hopper Heritage Foundation Golf Tournament is taking place on October the 7th at the Deep Springs Country Club in Stoneville, North Carolina. The Hopper Heritage Foundation helps young students pursuing Christian ministry careers with tuition and scholarships. If you're interested in entering a team, call 336-209-1618. Again, that's 336-209-1618. Following the National Quartet Convention, another big event is coming up. Restoring the Foundations is a three-day event, October the 10th through the 12th, taking place in Washington, D.C. at the Museum of the Bible. Ray Flynn gives us more of the details on the event.
We're going to have great gospel music, great Southern gospel music that's going to come right there to the nation's capital in the Museum of the Bible for those 3 days. And then we're also going to have some great speakers and preachers that are going to be there to be a part of that as well. But just looking at some of the people that are going to be singing on this event, Triumphant Quartet is going to be there, Karen Peck and New River. The Inspirations Quartet, the Inspirations are going to be a part of this event as well. The Hoppers, Joseph Habedank, Brian Free and Assurance, the Wisnants, True Song, Justin Cole is going to be there. And then we've got some great speakers like Dr. Ralph Sexton Jr., C.T. Townsend, Dr. Robert Jeffers, Pastor Tyler Galdon. This whole thing is going to be a time for us to come together for refreshing. We're going to have prayer, you know, for our nation, and we're going to be blessed by some incredible music right there in Washington, D.C.
That's Abraham Productions President Ray Flynn. Along with access to the 6 sessions of concerts and worship, you'll have access to tour the Museum of the Bible to learn more about biblical stories, artifacts, and Christian history that has shaped our world. For more information, visit abrahamproductions.net or museumofthebible.org. Joseph Habedank is set to perform at the upcoming Dove Awards.
Well, I got to be honest, this week has been pretty amazing. I turned 39 years old on Monday, and then on Tuesday morning, a day after my 39th birthday, it was announced that I'll be performing at the Dove Awards on October the 1st. It'll air, I think, later that week, and I am so, so excited. I've gotten to sing on the Dove Awards 4 or 5 times, actually one time with Reba McEntire, and that was a huge honor. But this time in particular is special because I'm getting to do a full song, my own song, and I'm getting to use a full band with full production, and I am so honored. Thank you to the GMA. I cannot express how grateful and honored and humbled I am, and I hope that I represent our genre well.
That's Joseph Habedank, and we know he will represent Southern Gospel well. The 55th annual Dove Awards will air exclusively on TBN and TBN Plus on Friday, October the 4th. And those are the Southern Gospel headlines for the week. We're back to the countdown at number 11. It's the Mark Trammell Quartet. Mark celebrating 50 years in gospel music this year. I asked him to take us through his resume.
Started with the Senators, August 17th, 1974, in Memphis, Tennessee. And I got on the bus that morning, got off of a Trailways bus that I had taken from Little Rock. Got on their bus that morning. We drove to Etowah, Tennessee for that evening. And that was the first time I sang to actually make a living and provide for myself. And that night on the program was the Kingsmen and Jerry and the Singing Goffs. And I thought I had died and gone to the good place. I don't remember a whole lot about that night other than I was big-eyed and couldn't believe I was standing there. But those, Ray Shelton saw something in me I didn't see. And he gave me the job. And then, yes, it went from that. I actually spent a little bit of time with the Southmen right out of high school. And that's where I first really got to know Tim Riley. He was singing with them at the time. And then from there, I went to the Kingsmen and the Cathedrals and Greater Vision. and Gold City. Then we started this group 21 years ago as a trio, and the winter of 2010 we became a quartet. And I can't believe it. It just doesn't seem like it's been 50 years. Just doesn't seem like it. But there's some days I get up and I realize that it has been 50 years. Somebody asked me recently if I still enjoyed the travel. And Rodney, if I'm real honest with you, I got tired of the travel about 45 years ago. But I don't ever get tired of watching the countenance on people's face as it changes during the course of a night when we sing these songs. That's what still makes me get on the bus. And stories like a lady told me this afternoon at our booth. She came to hear us a couple of weeks ago, and we sang Yesterday, Things Are Different. And she remembered hearing us sing that with the Cathedrals. And she said, back then it didn't mean anything to me. But she said, I've lost my husband and a grandchild in the last 90 days. And that song now, it rang true to me. The fact that I have Jesus to cling to. Even when the changes of life come, I still have Jesus to cling to. That's what makes us do what we do. If we do this for a hobby, I'll just go home. I don't want to do that. It's tough enough out here as it is to be out here for the wrong reasons.
I'm glad Mark's doing it for the right reasons. His group is at number 11 with a song from their album Classics, After All.
After all, this life is over, and our burdens have been lifted, and we stand upon the mountain top so tall, looking over in that city that the Savior is preparing, gives me faith that I can make it after all.
Trials here are sometimes many, and at times my feet grow weary, till it seems I almost stumble and I fall. But the tender hand that leads me is the hand that keeps me steady, and by faith I know I'll make it after all.
After all, this life is over, and our burdens have been lifted, and we stand upon the mountain top so tall, looking over in the city that the Savior is preparing, gives me faith that I can make it after all.
Myself, I cannot make it, but I know He's there to help me. He will hear my cry and answer when I call. Just keep trusting and believing are the words I hear Him whisper. Just a few more days to labor.
Life is over, and our burdens have been lifted, and we stand upon the mountain top so tall, looking over in that city that the Savior is preparing, gives me faith that I can make it after all. Me faith.